My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Canberra, Australia, to reflect upon the climate. This is the Southern Hemisphere. It is summertime. However, in the Northern Hemisphere, where it is winter, what we're experiencing are extreme climate conditions, especially in California. Blizzards in Southern California, Northern California, lots of rain and flooding. Similar to something that I saw in Australia in the earlier cycle, when it was wintertime in Australia, not summertime. So perhaps Australia is a harbinger of the days ahead for the Northern Hemisphere. Right now, Scott Maiman for CBS News can report on the unusual conditions. It's hot. It's very hot. And it's going to be hotter for a while, I think, and very dry. Scott, a good day to you. What I saw these last days, converting myself to centigrade as you live in Australia, is the possibility of 40, 42, 45 degree centigrade across New South Wales into Western Australia. Where you are now, though, the temperature seems more acceptable. Explain to me what's going on with your climate this summer after all the flooding of the wintertime. Good day to you.
G'day, John. Oh, this is just completely nuts. I'm in Canberra, the national capital, where it's 8 degrees Celsius, which is probably about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, give or take. But I will be boarding a plane shortly for the Gold Coast, going home. It's in Queensland, where we will have blistering heat. We're talking about 40 degree temperatures Celsius. That's got to be about 115, 120 Fahrenheit in American standards. But the weather event in Australia is changing. La Nina is out. We're having a changeover period, but right now we've got very disruptive weather conditions right across Australia. We are getting a heat wave, which is amazing because for the past 3 years we've had the La Nina effect. We've had flooding and cooler temperatures for the past 3 years. That is about to change. We will be heading into a changeover period, pretty much normal weather for most of this year. But then come our next summertime in about another 10 months or so, we are expecting the El Nino effect. But that's not until later this year. We're expecting regular weather patterns for the next few months, drier conditions. And that has experts worry. They believe these drier conditions and the rain we've had for the past 3 years is going to be the potential for wildfires across Australia. There's just too much growth going on. And they're just saying it's a recipe for disaster, John.
It will come. You built up the fuel supply and the fuel will burn. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's go to New Zealand, where a cyclone hit very hard. This is south of you. Is this the same cyclone that was off of the Gold Coast the last time I checked, a week ago?
That's right, John. This is incredible. The cyclone was a scare for Queensland, but it moved away, went south and headed towards New Zealand, where, oh, poor New Zealand. It's had so much damage from a rain event just a month or so ago. They've had this event happen. They've got like multiple fatalities, and there are concerns the death toll will rise. There are about 3,000 people unaccounted for. That's a lot of it because they can't reach out to people. There are areas that have been cut off. That on top of an earthquake a little over a week ago, the northern parts of the Southern Island, which also rocked the devastated area from the cyclone. It's going to take months for the recuperation and recovery. That's according to the New Zealand Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins. This is one of the worst events they've seen for 100 years, John.
Your economy, you're natural resource rich. The world needs your coal and your iron. The energy story in Australia is also part of this. But first, your economy. We're talking recession. We're talking very severe inflation. Are you experiencing the same worries in Australia?
John, we've got the same worries, but probably for different reasons. Now, the Reserve Bank here in Australia, they've been increasing interest rates to head off inflation, and by doing so, to keep Australia out of recession. That's hurting a lot of people with their repayments, as you can imagine. But it's having another effect, whereby the interest rates are starting to cause people to say, well, I'm not going to buy retail for the next few months. I just can't afford it. And we're seeing places like Domino's Pizza in Australia recording losses for the past 6 months because people are not going out anymore. People have realized they've got to tighten their money belts. They just cannot afford all these increases. And because people are not spending money, that's now renewed concerns of a recession in Australia, but because people are not spending their money. This is different from the realities around the world where people are concerned about recession due to other factors. This is purely a retail-driven recession that we are now facing.
So you're cautious with your money. Good for you. I go to national security because your new Prime Minister, Mr. Albanese, embraces AUKUS, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The plan is to involve attack submarines out of the western part of Australia. Fremantle, I believe, is the naval base near Perth. But I learn slowly that Australia is warming to this idea. You have a public that weighs in on the matter. Is the public becoming more comfortable given the threat of China?
John, yeah, there are a couple of factors involved. The threat of China, it is a reality. But we're also just this week learning more about this AUKUS partnership, the partnership with the US and the UK. Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, has revealed it's really for the defence and, of course, keeping our territories safe. The nuclear-powered submarines, advanced technology, it's all about our future. And that is the big sell at the moment, our future. However, analysts here, some say it's a good thing, particularly our current world affairs climate, as you've just mentioned. Others say it's really a distraction. The Prime Minister using this discussion to hide cost of living issues, avoid the word recession, even our energy crisis, which I'm sure we'll talk about shortly, ahead of the budget that's coming up in a couple of months. He has to do something, John. New opinion polls show he's lost the confidence of Australians just under a year after winning office.
Energy. Several coal-fired power plants could close soon enough. Five stations will shut down this decade. You've got the best coal in the world. Explain this. Why are you risking blackouts?
Yeah, it's quite a serious problem for us, John. A lot of people realised this years ago, but the government just doesn't want to take action on it, it appears. We are closing down our coal-fired processing plants and coal-fired stations. In the meantime, we're looking at renewables coming into the sector. But the problem is there's a delay in the renewables coming online and our coal-fired plants closing as early as starting next year, five of them, as you mentioned. So this is bringing a big drag on a lot of our demands for energy in Australia, and it's causing concerns we may have blackouts starting in a year or two here in Australia, particularly the East Coast. It's all because we're just not ready for the renewables, and the coal-fired plants are going to be shutting down at a set time. We need them to extend, but they just won't extend.
Scott Maiman, CBS News.